There's a lot of differences between humility and indifference, and I would say no similarities, not similar. And maybe the opposite of humility is proud, puffed up, egoistic. Those are direct, it's an antonym of humility. But indifference, one way or another, you don't care. And no enthusiasm. And it's something we always pray that our guru and Gauranga will not be indifferent to us. We don't want to be treated indifferently by our superiors, by our divine guardians. We want them to either chastise us or embrace us, but not to be indifferent. That's the worst kind of punishment. But humility is not a cheap thing, and it's also not low self-esteem in the modern world. We find so much concern about low self-esteem, more along the psychological, emotional lines. But humility is a divine quality. It's a devotional quality where one feels humble, feels small and insignificant. And like the grass, the example is given. Humble like a blade of grass. Someone can trample over you and you don't protest or complain, and you stand up again after you've been trampled on. You stand up again and you go on being grass, being small, insignificant. And it's something that when coming into contact with greatness and an infinite truth, we feel so overwhelmed and so small and like a speck of dust in an infinite creation. We realize our tiny positions. And that's a healthy thing, it's not an unhealthy thing. Never to be mistaken or compared with low self-esteem. And we see that's a quality of the Vaishnavas. They're humble, they're tolerant, they give honor to others. They don't think themselves to be big and important. They're always very approachable, and they deal affectionately with the environment, sympathetically with the environment, and understanding, having a proper understanding of reality, gives one a humble attitude. When you understand the nature of this world and the nature of reality, absolute truth, infinite, finite, so many things, coming into contact with Krishna consciousness in a genuine and substantial way will create a humble attitude in someone, in a devotee. So maybe you mean to compare two opposites, humility and ego, egoistic, egomania. Is that what you mean? Or just those two?
She'll ask it more later.
Okay.
More details.
Okay.
But I think it was indifference to the person. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And humility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one is good and the other is not good. Indifference, and if we're indifferent towards Krishna, his devotees, his paraphernalia, that's unfavorable. That's an unfavorable attitude. We want to appreciate everything and everyone in connection to Krishna consciousness.